Welcome back. This is Mark Gunnery for The Mark Steiner Show. This month marked what would have been Woody Guthrie's 100th birthday. Woody Guthrie was one of the U.S.'s most famous and prolific folk singers, penning thousands of songs about labor, immigration, war, social inequality, and the Great Dust Bowl. He also wrote music for children and songs about cars, trains, and airplanes, and even some Hanukkah songs. In commemoration of Woody Guthrie's work and legacy, contemporary folk singers including Caleb Stein, Katie Lauder, Ryan Harvey, Mike McGuire, and The Ghost Wright played a show on July 14th at Liam Flynn's Ale House in Station North. This evening, we listen back to performances from that night and speak with musicians Katie Lauder and Ryan Harvey about Woody Guthrie's impact and relevance today. First up, Ryan Harvey.
So who is Woody Guthrie?
So Woody Guthrie was considered one of the great American folk singers or whatever, but was a topical singer-songwriter and a political activist and a social commentator. He was from Oklahoma and 100 years ago today, and famously, you know, very famous for his travels out to California during the Dust Bowl and his songs related to that, related to the search for work and the stories of many people. And also a lot of people know Woody Guthrie because he's the person who wrote This Land Is Your Land. Though we, of course, most people only know the version that's stripped of some of the other verses that he wrote, which were the ones that exposed some of his politics, because he was a leftist and a socialist and a communist.
In the shadow of the steeple, I saw my people.
In the really pompous,
I've seen my people. As they stood there hungry, I stood there asking, if this land still made for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land.
From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Okay, nobody living,
nobody living can ever stop me as I go walking that freedom highway. Nobody living can ever make me turn back. This land was made for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land.
From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
That was Katie Lauder, Ryan Harvey, and Caleb Stein singing This Land Is Your Land by Woody Guthrie. I asked Katie why she chose to sing that song.
I picked This Land Is Your Land because I think it really illustrates Woody Guthrie's understanding of the landscape of this country. And because I spent some time living outside in this country in different places, and it kind of really speaks to my memory of living outside and kind of what that was like, but also speaks to the spirit of protest and kind of keeping on with the fight for freedom as part of a landscape of this country.
There's a better world a-coming, there's a better world a-coming, there's a better world a-coming, can't you see? There's a better world a-coming, there's a better world a-coming, there's a better world a-coming, I'll tell you why. There's a better world a-coming, can't you see, see, see? There's a better world a-coming, I'll tell you why. There's a better world a-coming, there's a better world a-coming, there's a better world a-coming, can't you see? Don't you hear the chains a-rattle as they're marching off the battle? There's a better world a-coming, can't you see? There's a better world a-coming, there's a better world a-coming, better world a-coming, can't you see? There's a better world a-coming, I'll tell you why. There's a better world a-coming, I'll tell you why. There's a better world a-coming, there's a better world a-coming, better world a-coming, I'll tell you why. I will feed them on the land and in the sea. and on the air. Yeah, we'll beat them on the ground, and we'll beat them in the sea, and we'll beat them in the sky, can't you see? There's a better world a-coming, there's a better world a-coming, better world a-coming, can't you see? Better world a-coming, better world a-coming, better world a-coming, I'll tell you why. 'Cause we'll all be union, and we'll all be free. Oh, we'll all be union, and we'll all be free. Oh, we'll all be union, and we'll all be free. There's a better world a-coming, there's a better world a-coming, better world a-coming, I'll tell you why. Better world a-coming, better world a-coming, better world a-coming, can't you see?
That was Ghost Right singing There's a Better World a-Comin' by Woody Guthrie. Next up, Ryan Harvey.
Woody Guthrie is one of the most famous socialists in American history, certainly, whether people know his politics or not. So this is a song that Woody Guthrie, the socialist, wrote about two anarchists up in Boston by the names of Sacco and Vanzetti, who were executed in 1929. This is one, he did a whole album about Sacco and Vanzetti. This is just one of those songs. Say there, did you hear the news? Sacco worked at trimming shoes. Vanzetti was a peddling man, pushed his fish cart with his hand. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Sacco's born across the sea, somewhere over in Italy. Vanzetti born to parents fine, drank the best Italian wine. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Sacco and Vanzetti are gone. Left me here to sing this song. Well, Sacco sailed the sea one day, landed up in the Boston Bay. Vanzetti sailed the ocean blue and landed up in Boston too. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Well, Sacco's wife three children had. Sacco was a family man. Vanzetti was a dreaming man. His book was always in his hand. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Sacco and Vanzetti are gone. Left me here to sing this song. Well, Sacco earned his bread and butter being the factory's best shoe cutter. Vanzetti spoke both day and night and told the workers how to fight. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Well, I'll tell you if you ask me about this payroll robbery. Two clerks killed in the shoe factory on the street of South Braintree. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Sacco and Vanzetti are gone. Left me here to sing this song. Judge Barrett told his friends around that he would cut the radicals down. Anarchist bastard was the name. Just there called these two good men. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Well, I'll tell you the prosecutor's name. Katzman Adams Williams came. The judge and lawyers strutted round. They dubbed more chicks and circus clowns. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Sacco and Vanzetti are gone. Left me here to sing this song. Vanzetti docked in 19-8, slept along the dirty streets. Told the workers organize and on the electric chair he dies. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Well, all you people ought to be like me and work like Sacco and Vanzetti and every day find ways to fight on the union side for the workers' rights. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Sacco and Vanzetti are gone. Left me here to sing this song. Well, I ain't got time to tell this tale. Dicks and bulls are on my trail. But I'll remember these two good men who died to show me how to live. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. All you folks at Swastle's Lane, sing the song and sing it plain. All you folks that's coming along, jump in with me and sing this song. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Sacco and Vanzetti are gone. Left me here to sing this song.
How do you think music works as a way of talking about history?
Well, I think first and foremost, music in many times in the past has been one of the main methods of telling history. And not just in telling the story, but also in offering perspectives about it and offering part of the culture of the history, too. And so... You know, it's interesting when you listen to a Woody Guthrie song about Ludlow, Colorado, coal massacre, you also hear this other layer of history, which is Woody Guthrie writing from the 30s or 40s or whenever he was writing Ludlow Massacre, and you're hearing his perspective and his slang and the different things from that historical time period, but about something that happened at the turn of the century. So there's actually there's two layers there, which is really cool. But, you know, also it's like it's music and it's storytelling and it's art. And so there's these other layers to it that sometimes a plain old book writing historian might not be able to tap into the artistic interest of the reader, except for people who just really love to read dry history like myself. But when you layer it with other forms of art, you can strike different nerves, I think. And I think that's really important. Plus, it's a 3-minute song, you know. I'm sure there's books about Ludlow that are 300 pages long, but Woody did it in 3 minutes and he gives you the basics, you know?
The crops are all linen, the peaches are rotten, the oranges are laying on their crazy old dumps. They're hauling them back to the Mexican border, take all their money and wade back again. Goodbye to my Juan, goodbye Rosalita, adios mis amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deported. My father's own father, he waded that river. They took all the money that he made in his life. They haunt him back to the Mexican border, and they chase us like outlaws, like rustlers, like thieves. Goodbye to my Juan, goodbye Rosalita, adios mis amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deported. Skyplane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. Big ball of fire and it shook all our hills. Who are these good friends that are scattered like dry leaves? The radio says they are just deportees. So goodbye, my Juan, goodbye, Rosalita, adios mis amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. Is this the best way that we can grow our big orchards? Is this the best way that we can harvest our fields? To scatter like dry leaves and rot on the topsoil and be known by no name except illegal. Goodbye to my Juan, goodbye Rosalita, adios mis amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee.
So the thing I really appreciate about Woody's music is that he kind of always incorporated his life experience, whether everything from wanting to stand up for something to like writing children's songs for his family or when he was in the war. So it like speaks to the landscape of his life. And he just inspired so many people with his folk singing and singing about everyday things, but also talking about everyday things, like the way that he talked about song, and not writing songs that put people down and fighting against songs that put people down, I like find really inspiring amongst many of the things that he said. And I think folk music is really important to like to just like speaking to the common experience, and speaking to the inspiration from like a harder place. He talks a lot about you know, like going through hard things but still doing still having hope and still having spirit and still like having the will to fight. You gotta walk that lonesome valley. You gotta walk here by yourself. Nobody here can walk it for you. You gotta walk here by yourself. Some people say John was a Baptist, and some folks say he was a Jew, but your holy scripture tells you that he was a preacher too. Daniel was a Bible hero, a prophet brave and true. In a den of hungry lions, he showed what faith can do. And there's a road that leads to glory, glory. In a valley far away, and no one can walk it for you. They can only point the way. Mama and daddy, they love you dearly. Sister does, and brother too. They may ask you to go with them, but they cannot go for you. 'Cause you gotta walk that lonesome valley. You gotta walk it by yourself. Nobody here can walk it for you. You gotta walk it by yourself. And I'm gonna walk that lonesome valley. I'm gonna walk it by myself. Nobody here can walk it for me. I'm gonna walk it by myself.
That was Katie Louder singing Lonesome Valley. Next up, Mike McGuire shares a story about Woody Guthrie.
He was born 100 years ago today in Okemo, Oklahoma. His dad was this local political boss, also a racist, participated in a lynching in Oklahoma, which not many folks know about. And Woody Guthrie was born into all of that and kept it with him. And when he went out to California and started becoming this populist songwriter, he still carried all that, all the Klan stuff that he grew up with in Oklahoma with him. Woody Guthrie started emerging out of that as a singer-songwriter. and got a place on a radio show. And one of these times early on, he played this really foul song written by Uncle Dave Makeham, this racist host of the Grand Ole Opry. So he was singing and playing these populist songs, and then one day he plays this incredibly racist song called Run Negro Run, but he wasn't that polite. The next day he got a letter in the mail there at the radio station saying, I thought you were doing pretty good in that program of yours, Mr. Guthrie. But then you played that Negro blues, and I'm a Negro, and I was deeply offended. No educated man in this day and age would ever use language like that on the radio. And Woody Guthrie was ashamed, deeply ashamed. And that same day when he got on the radio, he tore that song out of his songbook on the program and condemned his own perspectives and would talk about this drivel that came out of his mouth and said that he would never play something like that again. Do you still sing of the mountain bed we made of limbs and leaves? Do you still sigh there near the sky where holly berry bleeds? You laughed as I covered you over with leaves, face, breast, hips, and thighs. You smiled when I said the leaves were just the color of your eyes. Rosin smells and turpentine smells from eucalyptus and pine. Bitter tastes of twigs we chewed where tangled woodbines twine. Trees held us in on all four sides so thick we could not see. But I could not see any wrong in you, and you saw none in me.
That was Mike McGuire singing Do You Remember the Mountain Bed? I asked Baltimore folk singer Ryan Harvey about Woody Guthrie's relevance today.
You know, we have these tales that Woody's singing about of like people leaving the Midwest to go to California to find work. Well, guess what? Plenty of people are coming to California to find work right now. But they're not coming from Oklahoma. You know, they're coming from Mexico, and they're coming from Guatemala, and they're coming from other places. And the stories are the same. They're losing their land. There's no jobs. And one natural disaster can totally wipe people out. So, and then on top of that, you've got the foreclosure crisis around the country and resistance to it. And so to hear those songs now, you know, I mean, it's the same story. And it's amazing how relevant they are. And to hear a song like Pretty Boy Floyd, one of Woody's songs, you know, in the last paragraph is saying, you know, talking about banks taking people's houses, it's saying, you know, Pretty Boy Floyd is this outlaw, this robber and whatnot, and but threw his money often towards poor people in the Depression America. And it says, you know, as through this world you ramble and through this you'll see a lot of funny men. Some will rob you with a six gun, some with a fountain pen. But it's through this world you ramble and through this world you roam, you'll never see an outlaw drive a family from their home. And that's so true. I mean, you think about people talking about crime, right? You hear politicians talking about the crime problem. And, you know, they're talking about people committing petty theft often. And here you've got banks that robbed tons of money out of the U.S. taxpayers' economy, and are kicking people out of their houses, taking their houses from them. And Woody Guthrie would be saying today what he was saying back then, which is like, hey, you're going to complain about petty thieves. At least they're not taking people's houses from them. Who would do that, you know? So I think it's very relevant.
Well, the world has seven wonders, all the travelers always tell. It's some gardens and some towers, I guess you know them well. But now the greatest wonder isn't Uncle Sam's Fairland. It's the King Columbia River and the great Grand Coulee Dam. She heads up the Canadian Rockies along the crystal shore, glides through the canyon down to the shore. She heads up the Canadian Rockies where she sunsets in the west, the big Grand Coulee country and the land I love the best. Well, Uncle Sam took up the challenge in the year of 33 for the farmer and the factory and all of you and me. He said, roll along Columbia, you can ramble to the sea, but river, while you're rambling, might as well do some work for me. Now in Washington and Oregon, you can hear the factories hum, making chrome, making manganese, and light aluminum. Now there rolls a flying fortress fortified for Uncle Sam. It spawned upon the King Columbia by the great Grand Coulee Dam. She heads up the Canadian Rockies where the crystal waters glide, comes a tumbling down the Rockies for to meet that salty tide. Of the wide Pacific Ocean where the sun sets in the west, it's the big Grand Coulee country and the land I love the best.
That was Caleb Stein singing Grand Coulee Dam by Woody Guthrie. You've been hearing performances and interviews from Woody Guthrie's 100th birthday celebration at Liam Flynn's Ale House in Station North. The musicians you heard were Caleb Stein, Katie Lauder, Ryan Harvey, Mike McGuire, and The Ghostwrite. This is Mark Gunnery for The Mark Steiner Show on WEAA, the voice of the community.